Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Griffiths is here, too. Doug has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and CEO of 13 Ways. He is a community therapist. He's helping communities all over the country, all over the Northern Hemisphere, come together and heal themselves and work together and put their best foot forward as a team. He's the author of 13 Ways to Kill Your Community, and he's our good friend Doug. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back on, Jim. It's great to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you back. He's in Alberta, Canada, folks, and so Doug, I know one of the things that you've been thinking about are millennials, that generation that's now pretty much somewhere in the 20 to 40 range. They're just about all grown up now. One of the things I always like to say first before I ever start talking about millennials is I believe they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. They're the most unpretentious generation. Their values are excellent. And I love their values. I love that about them. However, there are still some things about them that drive me nuts, and I tell them that. But I do like to point out that they're probably the best people we've ever raised. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. They're also going to be the best community builders we've ever raised. But they're drastically going to change the way our society operates. And for the majority, it's going to be great. But they're going to clash with the previous generation in ways right now that makes, you know, older generations look at them and think that they're lazy and they don't have a good work ethic, which is all garbage. I mean, my experience,
Doug, is when they come to work, even the really good ones, sometimes it's not enough to teach them how to work. How to do their job. Sometimes you have to raise them a little bit. They're a little bit behind the curve sometimes in how to behave in the workplace. I think that's one of one thing I hear from a lot of people. What do you think?
Yeah, well, if there was, I think there's probably some truth to that. But I found that in my own generation, because I grew up on a farm, and I came before school. I had to feed cows, and after school, I had to feed cows and ground feed and work the cows all weekend. There's fewer and fewer, and it's not because of the millennials. It's because of the way we grow up. There's fewer and fewer that have those natural responsibilities when they're kids.
So what you're saying is it's our fault. It's the parents' fault.
No, I think it's not just the parents' fault.
I think there's something to do that, though.
The economy. There may be, yeah. I mean, it's probably a combination because the world's changed and fewer people work on a farm or have those sort of responsibilities when they're younger. So, I mean, even in my own household, I have a 9 and a 12-year-old. I struggle to find things for them to do besides dishes and making the bed and shoveling snow when it snows or mow the lawn when it rains a lot. So I had a lot of work to do just because of the way we lived. It's hard to pass on those same sort of responsibilities to younger people, but it's not their fault.
Right. So what should we – why will millennials be good community builders?
They'll be fantastic community builders for a couple of reasons. First, they're growing up a lot more online, so they're used to an online community, and those online communities are flat. There's not a lot of hierarchy in them. So when they go online and they're working in those communities, when there's a problem to solve, they come together and they solve it. And it's the ideas they have that matter, not the hierarchy. But when they're offline, they want to be in a real, authentic community more than ever before. They want their friends down the street. They want to local businesses. They want to ride their bikes or walk there. And not that they're opposed to driving. They want a more authentic offline community too, mm-hmm. which makes them more concerned about about where they live and what it's like and the businesses that are there and spending time with family. And they,
you think in time they will gravitate to more high touch relationships and realize the value of that and not depend so much on the technology, so much on the online, that not that there's anything wrong with online, that they won't continue to use that, but do you think over time as they get older they'll see the imperative, the primal need for humans to have high touch?
Absolutely. In fact, I think they're doing it now. As they come into their own and they're at the ages where they're looking at relationships and starting families, and those authentic real world relationships are more critical than they've ever been to mm-hmm. them. And they're going to have them in the context of an organic offline community. And that's going to make them better and stronger community builders than we've seen in generations.
I do think that they're going to be better at spreading opportunity around. I do think that they think about competition differently, probably than my generation did. And I see them being more egalitarian in terms of helping other people within their networks, in their communities. What do you think?
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head with that one. And part of it is because when they spend their time in the online communities, there is no hierarchy. So they don't even work well, and it's not their fault. I think it's a very positive change into that corporate structure where you work for 50 hours or 60 hours a week for 50 years until you get a title of vice president, and then your opinion matters, and then they give you a gold watch and you go off and die.
Right.
They want to work for 40 hours a week, and they're used to working in a community where your ideas matter, not your title.
Right.
And so they are going to be amazing problem solvers at an organic community level, which doesn't bode well for government.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back to the break, I want you to talk about that, what you just said. But someone once said on my show that my generation, the baby boomers, live to work, and millennials work to live. What do you think?
That's well said.
You agree with that?
I do. I think that's very well said, and I think that bodes well for society.
I need your website.
It's 13ways.ca or .com, the number one, number three, WAYS.ca.
All right, and the book is called 13 Ways to Cure Your Community. When we come back, I'm going to get Doug to explain himself when he said he thinks millennials might not be great for local government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.